Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 1, The History of the Life of Ajamil, Text 31. Vikarshato antar hridayat dasi patim ajamilam yama prashyan vishnuduta varayam asur ojasa. Vikarshatantar hidayat dasipatim ajamilam yama preshyan vishnuduta varyam asarojasa. Vikarshatantar hidayat dasipatim ajamilam yama preshyan vishnuduta varayanasur ojasa. Vikarshatantar hridayat dasipatim ajamilam yama preshan vishnuduta varyam asur ojasa. Vikarshatantar hridayat patim ajamilam preshan vishnuduta ayamasurojasa. Vikarshatantar hridayas dasipatim ajamilam yama preshan vishnuduta ayamasurojasa. Vikarshatantar hridayas dasipatim ajamilam yama preshan vishnuduta varyamasarojasa. Vaishnavis, Vikarshatantar hridayas dasipatim ajamilam yama preshan vishnudutam ayamasarojasa. Vikarshataha, snatching. Anta hridayat, from within the heart. Dasipatim, the husband of the prostitute. Ajamilam, ajamila. Yamapreshyan, the messengers of Yamaraj. Vishnudutaha, the order carriers of Lord Vishnu. Varyam asuhu, forbade. Ojasa, with resounding voices. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Translation: the order carriers of Yamaraj were snatching the soul from the core of the heart of Ajamil, the husband of the prostitute. But with resounding voices, the messengers of Lord Vishnu, the Vishnudutas, forbade them to do so. Please repeat. The order carriers of Yamaraj were snatching the soul from the core of the heart of Ajamila, the husband of the prostitute. But with resounding voices, the messengers of Lord Vishnu, the Vishnu Dutas, forbade them to do so. Purport. A Vaishnava, one who has surrendered to the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu, is always protected by Lord Vishnu's order carriers. Because Ajamil had chanted the holy name of Narayan, the Vishnu Dutas not only immediately arrived on the spot, but also at once ordered the Yamadutas not to touch him. By speaking with resounding voices, the Vishnudutas threatened to punish the Yamadutas if they continued trying to snatch Ajamil's soul from his heart. The order carriers of Yamaraj have jurisdiction over all sinful living entities, but the messengers of Lord Vishnu, the Vishnudutas, are capable of punishing anyone, including Yamaraj, if he wrongs a Vaishnava. Materialistic scientists do not know where to find the soul within the body with their material instruments, but this verse clearly explains that the soul is within the core of the heart, Hridaya. It is from the heart that the Yamadutas were extracting the soul of Ajamila. Similarly, we learn that the Supersoul, Lord Vishnu, is also situated within the heart, Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Hridesh Arjuna Tishtate. In the Upanishads, it is said that the Supersoul and the individual soul are living in the same tree of the body as two friendly birds. The Supersoul is said to be friendly because the Supreme Personality of Godhead is so kind to the original soul that when the original soul transmigrates from one body to another, the Lord goes with him. Furthermore, according to the desire and karma of the individual soul, the Lord, through the agency of Maya, creates another body for him. The heart of the body is a mechanical arrangement, as the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 18:61, Ishvara sarva bhutanam hridesh arjuna tishtate brahmayan sarva bhutani yantra rudani mayaya. Quote, the Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, and is directing the wanderings of all living entities who are seated as on a machine made of the material energy, end quote. Yantra means a machine, such as an automobile. The driver of the machine of the body is the individual soul, who is also its director or proprietor, but the supreme proprietor is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One's body is created through the agency of Maya, karmana divane trena, and according to one's activities in this life, another vehicle is created, again, under the supervision of Daivi Maya. Daivi Yeshguna Mayi Mama Maya Duratya Ya. at the appropriate time, one's next body is immediately chosen, and both the individual soul and the super soul transfer to that particular bodily machine. This is the process of transmigration. During transmigration from one body to the next, the soul is taken away by the order carriers of Yamaraj and put into a particular type of hellish life, Naraka, in order to become accustomed to the conditions in which he will live in the next body. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshura Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudeva Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we're getting some very detailed information here about, you know, the transmigration of the soul. You know, this last sentence is particularly interesting. It says, during the transmigration from one body to the next, the soul is taken away by the order carriers of Yamaraj and put into a particular type of hellish life, Naraka, in order to become accustomed to the conditions in which he will live in his next body. So it appears that, you know, before, you know, the conditioned soul goes to its new body, it's given some training, you know, some experience, so it will know how to function in that body, you know, so it'll be accustomed to that type of body. So this is stated in some other places too by Srila Prabhupada, but it's kind of interesting that you get trained up for the new type of body. For example, especially, you know, the conditioned souls who are not surrendered to the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu, you know, they are preparing for bodies that might be lower than human bodies. Now, for example, if someone's going to take the body of a dog, it's a little bit different than the body of a human being. So seems, according to this purport, that such a soul would be taken to a particular type of hellish planet, Naraka, and get accustomed to what it will be like in a dog body, get some training, and then it will be transferred to that body. Both the soul and, you know, the super soul will be transferred to that next body. It's like, you know, when, say, a pilot is going to fly a different sort of airplane, he has to undergo some training somewhere before he's allowed to fly the new type of airplane. Or, you know, if you want a driver's license to drive one of these 16-wheeler trucks instead of your four-wheel car, you need some training to get accustomed to the new type of vehicle, because driving the big 16-wheeler truck is different than driving your four-wheel car. So there has to be some kind of preparation. So it appears, you know, that something like that goes on according to this purport. And we also learn here that the soul is located within the region of the heart. So during Srila Prabhupada's presence, you know, the medical doctors started doing heart transplants. And so the devotees would wonder, you know, what happens? You know, if the heart is transplanted, what, you know, say if you're a person and your heart is having some problems and the surgeons take out your heart and replace it with another heart, then whose soul is in the body? You know, what's happening? So, you know, Srila Prabhupada said it's like, say if you're sitting on one chair and then somebody's going to give you another chair, they'll ask you to stand up and you stand there for a while, then another chair will come and you sit down on it. So something like that. If the heart is transplanted, you know, the soul simply remains in that body but waits for the new heart to be installed, and then it sits there inside that heart. And here we're learning about the process of being taken out of the body. It's not a, say, 100% clear to me what happens when a devotee leaves the body, whether it's the servants, say a devotee who's not going back to the spiritual world but is to come back to this world in a human form. It's not 100% clear to me if the Yamadutas have anything to do with that. Maybe they just recognize. Archita is saying no. You have some Shastric statement? Don't see them? So it would be the Vishnudutas that take the soul of a devotee from one body to another. What if you're taking another human body on this planet? Well, we need to find, you know, some Shastric or statements in the commentaries of the Acharyas that would help us. Yeah, Prabhu?
Lightning and thunder. It's like instantaneous. As soon as you leave your body, your consciousness or your soul goes to the next body. It just says there's lightning and then immediate thunder.
Okay. So, but there's some system for, you know, transferring souls. And this whole universe, whole material universe, is just like a big arrangement for shifting souls in and out of bodies from one planet to another. It's it's a very complex arrangement. You know, souls are leaving bodies all the time. You know, if you just think of all the living entities that there are in this world, there's millions and trillions of bacteria and plants and fish and insects and human beings. So there's a very complex arrangement for taking souls out of bodies and putting them into new bodies. And there may be some intermediate time when souls have to be punished, you know, for their sinful activities in various hellish planets, or they may have to enjoy the results of good karma in higher planets. But Shine Punya Martyalokam Vishanti, when the good karma runs out, they again take birth in the middle planetary systems. And when their punishment is over, and whatever preparation they're going through as indicated here for their new body, then they receive bodies again here. So it's a very complex system for shifting souls in and out of bodies. You know, karmana divine trena, according to one's karma and the arrangement of the superior authorities, ultimately super soul. Souls are constantly being put in and out of bodies. It's not just some, I mean, we're learning here how the universe really operates. I mean, the materialistic scientists, they don't understand any of this, most of them. Maybe there are a few who have some inkling about these things. But mostly they think life is just produced by combinations of chemicals, and the chemicals are organized in a very complex way in the brain, and therefore you get consciousness, and when you disorganize the chemicals, the no more consciousness. You know, there is no next body, next life. There's nothing to transfer. And even some religionists, they don't have a very clear conception. Some religionists, for example, they think that God creates a soul when a human being is born. No other life forms have souls. Sort of like the mainstream Christian denominations tend to think like this. They rejected a long time ago the idea that the soul has some pre-existence, you know, before it enters a human body. That was forbidden. And they believe that souls are created ex nihilo, out of nothing, at the time a human body is formed. So, and there are many, you know, the impersonalists, they don't believe there's any eternal soul. It's just an illusion. So we're getting some very, you know, detailed information here about the actual position of the soul. And Krishna explains, Mamai Vamso Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. The soul is my eternal part and parcel. But Manasastan Indriyani Prakritishtani Karshati. But now, although the soul is eternally part of me, Krishna says, now it's struggling Prakritishtani Karshati in the realm of matter. Struggling with the material mind and the senses. You know, that's its position. And it struggles in one body with a particular set of senses, and then it's taken out of that body. In most cases, if they're not fully surrendered to Lord Vishnu, if they're not devotees, they're taken by the Yamadutas, as we see here. Of course, there's some jurisdictional dispute here about who has authority over the soul of Ajamila. The Yamadutas are thinking they have jurisdiction. It's like you might have the city cops arrest somebody, and then the FBI, the feds, federal authorities come. No, no, no. You can't have him. He's our guy. We're going to take him. And then, you know, sometimes you see in the world there are disputes. You know, who should have jurisdiction over a particular criminal? City police or state police or the federal FBI authorities? Sometimes they fight a little bit about that. So something like that's going on here. The Yamadutas think they have jurisdiction over the soul of Yamaraj, but the Vishnadutas are coming in and saying, nope, we've got jurisdiction. he's our guy. We're going to take him. So if they had been taken, if he had been taken, his soul had been taken by the Yamadutas, then he would have been judged in a particular way and punished in a particular way. But because he had uttered the name of Lord Narayan, and in earlier in his life he had been a devotee of Lord Vishnu, apparently, because of those things, the Vishnadutas took him. And so what happened was that he was given an opportunity to remain in his current body and execute devotional service to a higher standard, and therefore prepare himself for going back home, back to Godhead. And there are several stories in the Srimad Bhagavatam. For example, the story of Dhruva Maharaj, when he was ready to go back home, back to Godhead, there was a Vaikuntha airplane with Vishnadutas in it that came to take him to one of the Vaikuntha planets. So there are stories like that in the Bhagavatam. So, and here in the purport we also see that the super soul is being described as friend of the soul. The super soul, Srila Prabhupada says, the super soul is said to be friendly because the Supreme Personality is so kind to the original soul that when the original soul transmigrates from one body to another, the Lord goes with him and helps arrange for the new body. So, yeah, you could imagine, you know, you're in your apartment and then suddenly you have to leave your apartment for some reason. It's flooding or burning or something's happening there that you have to leave. So your friend, you could just imagine if you had a nice friend, said, come with me. You know, let's get out of here and I'll help you find a new place. You would consider that to be friendly. You know, if you have to leave your house or apartment and your friend is there with you and say, he said, come with me, I'll take care of you and we'll get you into a new place. So, you know, that's the nature of, you know, the super soul. It's a friend. But, you know, he doesn't interfere with the free will of the individual soul. Yayatam mam prapadyante tam stataiva bhajamyaham. As the soul surrenders to Krishna, to the degree that the soul surrenders to Krishna, Krishna reciprocates, you know, accordingly. So if the soul wants to remain apart from Krishna, Krishna helps the soul forget him. From me come memory, knowledge, and forgetfulness. Soul wants to forget Krishna, Krishna helps the soul forget him. The soul wants to remember Krishna, Krishna helps the soul to remember. So, in the story of King Paranjana, fourth canto, we learn that Paranjana, who represents the soul, he has an original home in the spiritual world, and he leaves there looking for another home. But when he leaves, his unknown friend accompanies him. This is explained in that story. It's an allegory, but the meaning of the allegory is explained by Narada Muni to King Prachinibharishat. So Narada Muni explains that the unknown friend who accompanies Paranjana when he leaves his original home is the super soul who accompanies, you know, the jiva soul as it wanders through different bodies in the material world. So so the super soul is the friend of the individual soul, but doesn't interfere. He remains in the background, just helping as much as he can. Okay, I'll stop there. Does anybody have any questions, comments?
Say the heart transplant is done by heart taken from another body. The Bhagavad Gita says that mind, soul and body constitute one human being. When that happens, the heart transplant from a man who either met with an accident, when the heart is alive, his mind is dead. They are trying to take that heart and put it into the other man's body. For when the accident thing, that soul leaves the body of that accident prone man. And it is like transplanting kidney. Kidney is a part of a body. Therefore, when you transplant one kidney to another man, the soul of the other man does not leave because he is still alive, because his mind is alive. And his body is alive, and only the one part of the body is transplanted. Therefore, when you are transplanting heart to another body, only a part of the body is transplanted from one. For the dead man's atma goes, it may take another form. But the man who is getting the heart transplant, his atma lives in the body, and the next heart, which don't have any control on the mind. It only supplies blood to the mind. The mind is the main thing that controls your senses. All the five senses is controlled by your mind. Therefore, the explanation by me, what I have heard of so many lectures in India, it is the atma of the man who gets the heart transplant, it still lives in him. The man who gives the heart, his atma leaves the body because his mind is dead. But that is the explanation I want to give you. It is not complex. It is very simple.
Yeah. Oh, yes, that's true. Anything else? Okay, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.